And my father's degree is from, I think, the University of Texas.
What are theirs in?
My dad's was in, I think, business administration and economics. And my mother's degree was in English and French.
Mm-hmm. And what about their occupations?
My father, until his death, was an independent insurance agent. He had his own company. And when he died in 1963, my mother, at that point, took over the agency and runs it to this day. Prior to that, she had not been employed, mm-hmm. prior to his death.
And, well, grandparents, first of all, on the mother's side.
Maternal grandparents. Mm-hmm. My maternal grandfather was from Alsace-Lorraine and came to this country, I really don't know when, but I think late 19th century. He was a dentist and was one of the founders of the Texas Dental School in the year 1900. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, I think this is correct. I think she was born in Houston. If she was not born in Houston, she certainly came there very soon after birth. She grew up there. If she wasn't born in Houston, she was born in a little town of Palestine, Texas, which is in East Texas.
Mm.
My paternal grandparents, I know somewhat less about.
By the way, I neglected to ask what county Houston is in.
Harris.
Thank
Harris
you.
County, in Texas. Paternal grandparents,
Before getting on to them, do you know about the maternal grandparents, how much education they had? I assume if he was a dentist, he must have had a
good one. He was a DDS, right? And as far as my grandmother is concerned, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I could find that out if you...
No, it's not that important.
Okay.
Or did she work at all?
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I'm sure not.
Okay, now the paternal?
Yes, I know somewhat less about their history, except that I think, again, they are both native Houstonians.
Mm-hmm.
He, the paternal grandfather, died. I never knew him. I think he died in the early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
He was a building contractor in Houston. Did a lot of building of homes in the 20s and 30s. And my grandmother died, and my paternal grandmother died in 1966, I think. And she had never worked.
Anything about their education that you know?
I'm sorry, I just don't know.
Okay, well, not many people know anything about their grandparents' education.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about earlier generations?
Well, you mean at all?
Anything at all.
Yeah, as I say, the family is in the direct line of Robert Treat Paine and Thomas Paine, who were both American Revolutionary participants. Robert Treat Paine is a co-signer of the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. Thomas Paine, of course, the author of Common Sense and so many pamphlets during the Revolution. That's on my dad's side. On my mother's side, I'm aware that there is a direct line who was important in the Texas Revolution. My mother's middle name is Lacey, and this was L-A-C-Y. This was a family who, there is a Lacey back there who, again, signed the Texas Declaration of Independence mm-hmm. from Mexico and mm-hmm. fought in the Revolution. So that strain is much older in Texas than I'm aware of.
Mm, yes.
The early 19th century. I'm sure there's some attendant horse thieves, but I
well, everybody has
them. I don't know about them. Yeah, those are the notable ones.
Do you know anything about the French family at all?
No, except that I know that my grandfather was bilingual in French and German, and mm-hmm. I think always considered he was born. Well, let's see, he would have been born in Alsace.